thing on. You turn it off, Brother Brad. All right. If you have your Bible this morning, turn to Psalms 118. Psalms 118. I don't know how you were, God dealing with you on what to preach, but how, you know, what do you preach to a lot of preachers? Amen. And I struggled with it. Well, just about since the time Brother Jimmy called me and asked me. And God always speaks, but are we listening? Amen. And if you will, I'll ask you to stand, let you stretch your leg for a minute. Psalm 118, beginning in verse number 8. Bible says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men, or in man, excuse me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Let's pray. Fathers, will come before you once again. I thank you for the day. Thank you for this crowd here this morning. I pray you'll speak to each one of us. God, the Spirit of God would have freedom this day. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm just like, see what how God talks to me. I love politics. You know, I pay attention to it. I don't eat and breathe and sleep it, but I pay attention to it. And I love the idea that in our world, people don't have any idea what's going on. Amen. Brother Stacy Johnson, years ago, taught us in one of the classes I was in under him. He said, look, anything that goes on in life, you always look at through the lens of Scripture. And now I'm getting to that age, Brother Jimmy, where I got to have the lens. Amen. And I try to tell my church, I say, look, anything that happens, you always look and you watch it through the lens of Scripture. Apply Scripture to whatever's going on. Yes. And our nation is in a world of mess. Amen. Yes. And we have people, the Democrats have made a mess of it, and the Republicans ain't no better. Who are we going to put our confidence in? Yes. Well, let me tell y'all, Donald Trump is not the one to put your confidence in. Amen. 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 Ain't none of the others either. Okay, but he's the front runner. And I look at this and I said, you know, I thank God I can put my confidence in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So the Scripture says, it is better to trust in the Lord. Faith. What are you trusting in today? You know, I want you to understand something. I do not believe you can be born again without having faith in the Word of God. Amen. Amen. You know, just come to the knowledge of that there is a God, you're not going to heaven.
That's right.
Amen. And too many of us as preachers, I didn't say pastors, I said preachers, we put our confidence in what we know.
Yes, sir.
And if that was the case in mine, I'd be in a world of mess because I don't know much. Amen. Come on now, I'm going to let y'all know. Amen. Thank you, Brother Pat. I knew you'd say that. I know one thing, and that's Jesus Christ has my eternity in control. Amen. So I thought about this and I said, you know, it don't matter which way you vote. I don't vote people. I don't vote parties. I vote Bible. Anything they say that's contrary to the Word of God, I hold that against them. Amen. Now, they'll talk the talk, but most of them don't walk the walk. They sound like Baptists. You know, we got a lot of Baptists that don't know they're Baptists. Y'all realize what I'm saying? Amen. I mean, you know, Baptists have a good talk, but they don't live the Word of God. Let me just tell you, for instance, the Bible talks about 1 Corinthians chapter 13, charity. We're all lacking in that. Y'all know what charity is? Now, it's more than just love. It is unreturned love. How many of y'all would love your spouse even though they don't love you anymore? You see, we like to give and take. Well, let me tell you what all God's been doing is giving. Amen. He still loves us, and no matter what condition we're in, it's time for us to put our confidence, our trust in an almighty God. Look, he loved me enough in the condition I was in that he sent his son way before time to die for me. And I'm of the persuasion that if I were the only one to ever get saved, he'd still have sent his son because he loved me. Amen. You know, that's what we say as born-again believers. We say we love people, but our actions don't prove it. You know, it's always me and mine. It ought to be thou and thine. Amen. You know, we ought to love the brothers. But see, we love somebody and only if we can get something in return. I don't even know where to go. The Bible talks about in Proverbs 14, verse 26, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. The fear of the Lord is a holy, reverential fear. Yes. And the Bible teaches us how we can learn the fear of the Lord. But I have a strong confidence. Now, that's not the end of that verse. He says this, have a strong confidence in it. He says, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Look, you know, my epitaph, if ever I die before you do, my epitaph, here's what I want you to understand. One word, faithful. If I can, I want to teach my children and now my grandchildren that I am faithful to an almighty God. If I'm faithful to an almighty God, I'll be faithful to my wife. If I'm faithful to an almighty God, I'll be faithful to my church. I'll be faithful to my children. I'll be faithful to my job. But it all starts with my relationship with Jesus Christ. I mean, that's the first one. If we can get that one right, everything else falls in line. But our problem is we want to be on our own throne. We want to iniquity. My simple definition of iniquity, doing what I want. Now, you go and you put those words, and every time the word iniquity used, even Satan, Bible says iniquity was found in him. Satan wanted to do what he wanted to do. Amen. And you go, just look at it. It's just a simple, South Louisiana a definition, doing what I want. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If I do what I want, God ain't going to hear me. Jesus says, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. Well, you did it your way. God, he never gave it to God. You know, see what I'm saying? So what we have to have is a confidence in an almighty God that he's in control of every situation of our life and that we can put our trust fully in him. Yeah. Have you ever been hurt? Yeah. You know, people hurt us, but I thank God, God's never hurt me. Amen. Now, I've done some things God needed to hurt my back end, you know what I mean, man? And he has, but he's never hurt me trying to deal away with me. He's always trying for my better. So, you know, if we'll have confidence in him, we'll fear him, we'll build that in our families. Well, Proverbs 25, verse 19 says, confidence in an unfaithful man is as in a time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Politics right there. You put your confidence, look, I don't have any confidence in the stock market. Amen? I don't have any confidence on retirement with Social Security. I've been paying it all my life already, and guess what? People ask me, when you going to retire? I said, when God takes me home. Amen? I ain't going to be able to. I can't afford to.
Right.
Amen? So I don't mind working. Thank God I'm able to work.
Amen. Right.
But I'll tell you this, he got my future in his control. And now, let me tell y'all another little disclaimer here. People will say, well, if you serve God, he'll always provide. Well, let me tell you this. He'll always provide what he sees fit to provide.
That's right.
Do you realize people in the believers in the early church, some of them died of starvation?
Yeah.
They still had the same God I serve.
Amen.
Hey, some of them were persecuted.
Right.
Some of them were slain. But that was still God's will. Let me tell you what. You can have perfect peace in tribulation. Amen. In trials, you can have perfect peace. You know, my wife had emergency surgery the day before Thanksgiving. You know, and afterwards, the doctor was saying how bad she was. You know, I never doubted what God was going to do. Now, let me tell you this. I had to give her back to him a few times during this whole situation. But I said, God, she's yours. Amen. The doctors can't. Let me tell you what. We'll put faith, brother, we'll put faith in them doctors. You go to the doctor and you say, he'll tell you, you got cancer, oh, our whole world will fall apart.
Yes,
y'all realize that? But let me tell you what, y'all hear about this Syrian doctor, you know, a couple months ago that was brought out, that he diagnosed hundreds of people with cancer up in our nation, in Northeast, and treated them for it, and most of them never had it, and he killed them with the treatment he gave them. Uh-oh. But you go to the doctor and, you know, you, Brother Jimmy, you know, I got cancer. I'm going to die. Guess what? God's got that in. Look, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying nothing bad against doctors, but I think we ought to put our confidence in God.
Right.
Amen. He knows when I'm going to die. Don't y'all think he knows?
Yes,
so we'll put our confidence in everything but God. Where's the need for mankind? I mean, we've shown our in our own country, we can start off in a godly situation. God blesses us and we turn our back on God.
That's right.
Hey, that's the nature of man.
Right.
Well, I thought about this. I love the book of Job. And Job says, and he's searching his heart, okay? And he says, if I have made gold my hope, or have said to the fine gold, thou art my confidence. You see, Job was Baptist. Y'all see what I'm saying? He had his, you know, he had to search his heart. Lord, did I put my trust in gold? Hey, if the gold market falls out tomorrow, it ain't going to affect me none.
Amen?
I ain't got gold in my teeth, you know. I ain't got no kind of gold. You know, I got a little bit on this, but there ain't enough gold in that to even worry about. So, Lord, it's yours. Where if we put our confidence? Let me tell you, some of y'all put your confidence in your job. Some of us put our confidence in our families. Now, let me tell you what, I am pro-family. But let me tell you this, I've tried telling other people, you can put your family ahead of God. And they become a little G-O-D.
Yeah.
Where's your confidence? That's what I'm asking this morning. Is it in the Almighty God? Let me tell you what. You can put your confidence in the Word of God. Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, look, if you're going to put your confidence in anywhere this morning, you trust. That word confidence, let me just tell you what it means. Freedom in speaking, a cheerful courage, boldness, fearless boldness. Look, I have had people tell me that you just have to have somebody tell you what to think. You know what I told them? You're right. It's the Word of God. You see, I don't believe in following other people. Amen. Now look, I love every one of y'all, but I hate to tell you, I ain't going to follow you. Amen. I have a hard enough keep myself between the ditches anyway. Because if the blind lead the blind, they'll both fall in the ditch. And I don't want a following. You know, somebody asked me, how's your ministry going? I said, I don't have a ministry. It's God's ministry. I ain't nothing but the old sheepdog. Amen. You see, because here's the thing. We'll put our confidence in ourselves. I want you to understand, the Bible says, don't think too highly of yourself. Doesn't it? So let me ask you one thing this morning. Where's your confidence? It's called faith. What did brother say? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Brother Jimmy.